oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
7 nights at hell is what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news. 7 nights at hell.
Okay, so we're gonna try this again.
It was a lot of technical difficulties, but we worked through it. So be grateful for us.
Be grateful, because I'm fucking tired, nigga. And I know you're more tired of me because you had to be around children today. So
I'm actually doing okay. I had a panic attack, and I had to recover from that. So part of recovering, I had to get some food and some calories in me. I'm feeling okay right now. So I got a lot of energy, but I know you tired.
I'm tired, but yeah. So anyway, it's my fault because my internet Spectrum's tweaking today. You know what I think Spectrum
does? You should hear this nigga download speeds. Awful. Bro, oh my goodness.
Now I gotta go back and look at summer sessions and make sure, because my shit was fucking up doing summer sessions.
I want y'all to look at my download speed. Ah, but even then it said, you know what? That's not how normally fast it is. Let's boost them numbers up. That's two gigabit download speed, brother.
I might have been reading it wrong, but I don't know. Anyway, we're good right now. So we're not gonna do the whole spiel. Scott Flows, if you listen to this podcast, you know where the fuck to follow us at. F Flows Annalini, at Barbershare Scott, at BarbersChairNet. I will still get this up on Patreon today. Even though I am exhausted, but y'all are paying customers, so I fuck with y'all. If you're on the free feed, first off, you're tweaking. Sign up to the Patreon, aka the Pay Scott's Rent Fund. For everything we got up on there, and get this shit as soon as it drops. But we are here another week in Chicago football, man. I was at SoFi Stadium this week to watch that massacre that occurred. But I will say I love SoFi. SoFi is my favorite stadium in sports, even though it is a pain in the ass to navigate. Like, it is the only stadium I've ever seen in my life where you walk in and you're on the third floor. Like, it's super weird. It's very you really know what your money is like walking into SoFi. Like, you will not know, you will never question your economical standing in life when you go to motherfucking SoFi Stadium, man. But I was disappointed by the media food. Them niggas just had regular sandwiches over there, and it was me and Ryan Poles in line. Yes, me and Ryan Poles in line to eat, and I wanted to ask him, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's what I wanted to ask him, but I didn't. But then, nigga, the dinner food, nigga, we had quesadillas, nigga, we had taquitos, nigga, we had a nice dinner, not the nice dessert plate. So shout out to them on that one, man. But trade deadline is today. It is over. The NFL trade deadline is becoming a little bit more like the NBA the last couple years. Chicago Bears made a trade. They made the first big trade of the day. They traded for a defensive end from the Washington Commanders, Montez Sweat, for a 2024 second rounder. His running mate, Chase Young, got traded to the San Francisco 49ers for a third round pick. We're just going to do this how we did on our last draft, and we're going to go into that. What I was saying before is, to me, there's not that big of a difference talent-wise between Montez Sweat and Chase Young. I think that I'm glad you did the same look that you did last time, keeping it
because it shocks me just as much.
I think talent-wise, there's not that big of a difference. Now, what you do with that talent is a different situation. I think Chase Young is more of a game-breaker, but I understand that injuries are part of it. His medical scared a lot of teams off. And a team like the San Francisco 49ers, because they're a championship contender, they can take a risk. Same thing like with the Philadelphia Eagles. They could take a risk on Jalen Carter and his character issues because they're a championship contender. The Bears are looking for culture builders, so they can't risk that. So I think talent-wise, they're on the same level. When it comes to play, I think Montez Sweat is a B-level pass rusher. I think that Chase Young is an A-level talent. When he's healthy, he's in the A. Now, there's different tiers, kind of like Joe's tier quarterback tier that he dropped every Wednesday. So today's Tuesday. My fault. It's been a long couple days. Today's Tuesday. So it drops on Tuesdays. There's the guy, there's the A, and there's the B. The guys are the Miles Garrett's, the Maga Bosa's, the Aaron Donald's, the TJ Watts. He's in that A tier, and you got Montez Sweat in the B tier. So in a vacuum, I don't hate it. I like it. I would give it a B if we're just grading the trade. I think it's crazy that they went and go traded for this guy and were even dangling Jalen Johnson on the market to fucking begin with. That was crazy to me. I'm glad he stayed. But overall, I still don't know what the fuck Ryan Poles' vision is. So it's confusing and very hard for me to get fully on board.
One, I will say, I don't think their talent is comparable. I think Chase Young's talent is far above his, which is why it's the production that Montez Sweat has over Chase Young by far. His production has been pretty consistent, north of six plus sacks a year since he's gone into the league, which, I mean, you kind of can't get more consistent than that. You know, that's a good level of consistency. But talent-wise, no, I think Chase Young's talent is superstar level. But, you know, it's just talent, because hard work will always be talent. That being said, I mean, I don't like it, because a second-round pick is just so valuable for so many things. And pretty much the past – I don't know, the value of a second-round pick is not the same. You know, before, it's like a second-round, it's like, eh. But now a second-rounder to me is almost like a first. I mean, think about it.
One starter a lot of times,
especially if you're drafting early in round two, you have someone who is among the top 35 players that, you know, from that draft out of the entire nation. That in itself is just huge. So I would say I would not have given up a second rounder for him. I wouldn't give a second rounder for Chase Young either. It would have been third round for both of them. Production wise, Montez Sweat is pretty good production. I really cannot hate on him, and I won't hate on his production because he's done well. But what's the point of the trade?
Right.
Is the thing. This team's like,
what's the strategy, bro? Right.
Is he your building block? Is he one of your defensive building blocks? So are you going to build around him? If that's the case, it makes sense. I don't think he's the talent that you build around. I think his biggest skill is using his length, his hand length, and his speed to get to the quarterback. I mean, I think he ran like a 4.48 or something when he came into the league. He's impressive in his body statistics, Paul. But I don't think there's anything that I don't know jumped out of me to think that he's like the second round pick worthy. But that's just me. I think he's a good building block on a team that already has building blocks on it. I don't think he is the cornerstone of a defense. I cannot see that. So I don't think he's a cornerstone.
That's an interesting take, because if you're gonna trade for a second round, you're looking for a cornerstone guy, and that's what the Bears are trying to do. The reason I'm confused, because it's like we've had this conversation on this show, in the I'm Not Gonna Hold You group chat, almost every damn day, because Mikey always just brings this up. What is Ryan Poles' plan? Like, is he trying to compete? Are you trying to compete right now? Or are you thinking, oh, well, we're on a 4 or 5 year rebuild. We're going to get Justin the fuck up out of here, and then we're going to get a new quarterback. And, yeah, Montez is going to be the guy we're going to build around. Because if that's the case, it's fucking stupid. Yeah. If you're gonna do the little 5-6 year thing, you might as well just draft the guy.
Yeah.
Reset the whole goddamn contract if that's what you want to do. My question, I don't think anybody knows what the fuck Ryan Poles wants to do. Now, I'm not saying when he got here, people was expecting this to be a quick fix. No, the Bears were a shit storm when Ryan Poles got here. You know, I argue they might be a little, they're worse. I think that Ryan Poles, as much as we shit on Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy, these version of Ryan and Matt are bad, worse 2 years
ago.
They're worse. And there's just no way around it. We can sit up here and say, one thing I will always honor about Ryan Pace, and I even said even when I couldn't stand the nigga, he takes the big swings.
Yeah.
Shit might not always panned out for him, but he took the big swings. It's like, to me, Ryan Poles is the father on Everybody Hates Chris. Ryan Poles is Jason Pitts off the game. But them niggas are trying to save a dollar by any means necessary. Yeah. Now, on Everybody Hates Chris, them niggas live in the project, so I get it. On the game, because Jay Pitts was in there and was the top tight end on the TV show. So it's like, I didn't get it on there. I don't get it wrong. What's your plan? So it's like, I don't, and this is what I said. I'm going to keep going back to what I said when they hired this guy. Stop crowning GMs until they do their fucking job. Yeah. So if he can sell me on a plan, whatever it is, and I've been hearing, I'm going to give you all some sources. I heard from a very, 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 very reliable source today that there is friction to figure out what they want to do with Justin Fields. There's people like Kevin Warren who don't want to give up on Justin Fields. There's people like Ryan Poles who aren't particularly fond of him and wants to have his guy. Me and Mikey were debating this. Mikey says that the your guy thing is the dumbest shit in sports, which I kind of agree with him, but I also kind of don't agree with him because if I'm going to get fired, I at least want to get fired with the people that I brought in. Like, if I'm going to get fired, let me get fired because of people that I brought in and not because I'm taking some shit from a nigga that somebody else brought in. Mm-hmm. I get that. But also say, if that really wasn't your guy to begin with, you should have just traded him and drafted like a Bryce Young or a CJ Stroud last year, if that was the case. You really were not on him by then. To me, it's all about infrastructure. As we said in the prior version of the show that we shot before my internet went to hell, is that in the NFL, it's all about systems. Joe, you brought the Tom Brady thing, where you need to have elite coaching, elite weapons. Am I going to sit up here? I'm going to say this every week because I feel like Bears fans and Justin Fields haters act like I'm getting Justin off the leash. No, I'm not letting him off the leash. It is a 50-50 thing to me. I've said it continuously. I'm going to keep saying it. I feel like it's a bad situation. They haven't been putting him in the bad positions. At the same time, Justin's been bad. Justin, the amount of great Justin Fields games I can put on one hand. I am very aware of that. And there's 3 years here I can put on one hand. I probably can name it for you. The last two, the Miami game last year, the Detroit game in Chicago last year, and maybe the I'm trying to think of another one. That might be it. I can't think of another one. It might be. I know I'm probably missing on one. At max, there's 4 to 5 really great Justin games. But the thing about Justin that tricks you uncompared to a Mitch, Mitch will get excited when Mitch will do small shit. Oh, look, he threw 10 yards. Justin's highs are so high that he has such a great game that you're sucked back in. So there's stuff that he shouldn't be doing in year three. I just saw a quarterback on Sunday. It's my second time seeing Justin Herbert in person. That is great despite his coaching. So there's some things you can do to get around that. So I think it's 50-50. But if you're Ryan Poles, if what I would have done last year, if I'm like, okay, I'm going to give this guy a legitimate shot, then get him a good offensive line. Get him a good defensive line. Get him good coaches. Luke Getsy got a job because he was Aaron Rodgers' quarterback coach. He wasn't even an offensive coordinator. And if we all know anything about Nathaniel Hackett, obviously, it was just Aaron Rodgers. Wasn't them two niggas. So he kept taking everybody from him. He's taking a guy like a Lucas Patrick, who wasn't even really that good in Green Bay. You know what I'm saying? And we love Tevin. But also, we forget, he tried to trade this nigga last year. I know we forget. He tried to trade Tevin last year. So I don't trust his eye for talent. I know we all like Jaquan Brisker. But is he really good? Or is he Bears good? it's questions we got to ask ourselves. We can sit up here and say whatever we want about Ryan Pace. The fact that Eddie Jackson is still on this roster tells you that Ryan Pace's biggest problem was he couldn't hit in the first round. He had guys in other rounds who were still productive. Honestly, we can't do shit on the floor anymore. This nigga's a really good football player now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not – y'all know how I feel about Ryan Pace. My whole thing for Ryan Pace, what is the plan? Until I actually know what the fuck the plan is, how can I trust that this is going to be a good trade? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't think the Bears need to know. The Bears need to know what they're going to do before they do anything else. Right now, it's like they're just throwing shit at the wall hoping it sticks.
Yeah, that's it's amazing. We have to sit back and praise Ryan Pace. It's just the way the cookie crumbles. Because on Ryan Pace's way out, we were like, goodness, he stinks. He didn't have this. Maybe Poles has this, that, and third. And you realize, no, Poles, in fact, did not have that. I don't trust his eye for talent. I can't think of one DJ Moore was a home run trade to me. But those were two desperate teams, and they got what they needed. Home run trade to me. But I can't think of anything outside of that that just felt like a complete win and a home run. Jaquan Brisker has a few good hits, a good interception versus New England last year. But outside of that, I think he's a solid safety. I think he's a solid safety, but I can't see anything past that. I don't think he's a good GM. And the whole my guy thing, I think, is also stupid, because this also isn't regular. I said this in the last video before we had to stop because Scott's internet was breaking up. This is not like running a regular corporation. In a regular corporation, you try to get, you buy low, you sell high. You try to pay the least amount for the in materials, the ingredients, whatever you need, and you can sell at a premium, because if you keep the prices low for the things that you're buying to produce your product, you're going to make a bigger revenue. You know, it's such as, like, I used to work at Best Buy, and if you bought Insignia and what was the other one? Starts with a D. I couldn't remember. Those were the brands they made. They were typically cheaper because they made it. They covered those costs, and those costs helped them, and it affected their bottom line immediately. Whereas with Sony, in the agreement you have, you're gonna have to pay Sony for the sales. They get a small amount off that Sony sale. The Insignia sale, that's all theirs. And so that works in that sense of a corporation. But the NFL is not like a regular corporation. You can't think you can pay for cheap materials and build a Super Bowl contender. The only time you're going to get a cheap material is in the draft. In the draft, you can get huge talent for a low cost. But then eventually, you're going to have to pay that talent. Now, you'll have to decide which pieces you're going to keep and what you're going to fill with young talent from the draft, the young undrafted free agency type of people. But that happens after you find your cornerstone. Jalen Johnson is one of the best corners in the league. He's excellent in man defense, one-on-one. Pay him. He's young. Pay him. Pay him. He is a cornerstone player. That should be really easy to me to think. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that you didn't draft Justin Fields, that's fine. But the way things are turning out now, you ain't going to get that number one pick. You ain't going to get Caleb Williams.
Arizona did?
You know what I'm saying? Well, Kyler's coming back in a week, so that's a little different.
But they've always been pump faking. They said Kyler will be back in the next 3 to 4. Like, they said the window is open.
I don't think that was a tank move. I think that's Kyler's coming back. And because Kyler's coming back, remember, they even with Kyler, they still want to move on. So it's not like Kyler's going to come in there and just, you know. It's
and I think Carolina can win a couple more games.
No. They're gonna
beat the Bears.
I don't even think they'll beat the Bears, to be honest with you. They're not a good team. They still stink. They'll still be top three, top two. But you're not. I don't think you'll get that first pick. So you're not gonna get Caleb Williams. You're gonna go get a UNC quarterback again. Drake May has a cannon of the arm. Has he shown you that he's gonna be better than Justin Fields? No. So, you know, Scott talked about he can count the number of Justin Fields game on his hand. He's true. He's right. He's true. But there are certain things that were not done around him to ensure he's a successful quarterback. You saw what Tyson Bagent, he's your rookie. He's a guy a few reporters said put in there, see what he can do. You saw what he can do. It don't work when you don't have the play calling that is complementary to the player. And that is why the your guy philosophy is stupid. You work with the talent you have unless the talent sucks. Justin Fields is a talented quarterback. If you want to make him an even better quarterback, you have to make sure you are getting the ball out of his hands, and then you're allowing him to play football. You know, it's like he's not a person you can say, all right, load up the offense. Here's every single thing. No, you're probably going to have to get him into more digestible chunks of the game. But that's okay. You need to build around that. And it's clear that Luke Getsy is not a good enough play caller. He's not consistent. Just like I think within Ryan Poles is probably a good GM. It just ain't there now. He need to go back to streets. I sent you back to Hood. You get your mind right. 50 cents to big him up Smurf. That's a deep cut.
One of the most disrespectful things ever. Stupid. I'm lying to you, Nick.
You know what I'm saying? You know, sent you back to the Hood for you to get your mind right. And that is what Poles needs to do. He needs to go back to being a scout for a little bit. He needs to learn how to be a GM, because right now he doesn't understand the game well enough to be a GM. Don't matter that he played, which people always say, oh man, I would respect the opinion of somebody who played at the professional level more. Why? Why? That just means you had talent to get there. What does that have to do with your mind? Right. Some of the greatest football minds ain't played a lick of professional ball.
Shaquille O'Neal is the greatest center maybe to ever touch a basketball.
He's a terrible basketball mind. a terrible basketball mind, because it's a lot different than working with God-given talent and instinct and having to sit down and navigate, oh, this is how the game works. This is how I can do to diagnose that. If I had a defensive tackle, so they know how to launch, they know how to go against the A gap, the B gap, they know how to be in a certain technique. If I tell them, all right, right now you're sitting at 4th and 10, you need to get yourself 15 yards. They're playing a cover one and they're going to send about 5 of them. What are you going to do? What are your man beaters? What are they going to say? Now, would an all great like Aaron Donald, I would hope he would know, but there's no guarantee he would know. Whereas if I'm interviewing a coach, I want you to know it. But it doesn't matter if you played or you did not play. You just need to know. You just need to know. And unfortunately, just because they play don't mean they know. And too many times players have played and don't know a thing. So Ryan Poles may have been invited to training camp and played at a high level in college, but that don't mean he know what he's doing. And right now he just doesn't understand. And with Montez Sweat, it's a whatever move to me. I don't think it shows a lack of vision to me. Because I trade for Montez Sweat if I think there's a contender within this team. Because he's not a building block. He's not a building block.
You know who trades for Montez Sweat? A team that nobody's talking about, by the way, that's really had the same record as Detroit Lions. Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, absolutely.
That's who trades for Montez Sweat.
If you're the Seahawks, you send a second round. You're like, oh, that makes sense. But if you're the Bears with 2 wins, how does that make sense for you? When you could use that second rounder to keep building up young talent. I mean, that's the one time you can use your corporate buy low and sell at a premium. Why do you need to get Montez Sweat? How many years do you have in the league? 5? Why do you need that? Right now, it's clear you're probably going to have to tear down this team again. There's no reason to pick him up because he's not – this isn't a Bosa we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Why am I picking him up? And it just shows a lack of a vision from this franchise. The franchise doesn't know what it's doing. And when the franchise doesn't know what it's doing, this is what it does. So – this is not a good team. This is not a good organization. The rest of these Bears, I don't care anymore. Just like I don't care about the Bulls, I don't care about the Bears. This is a job, and it's unfortunate it's got to this point. But why care? And why should fans care about this? But Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles, maybe Kevin Warren, maybe you need to go get your guy. You came on after Ryan Poles was there, which I'm not in favor of. I'm not in favor of bringing these guys on at different points in time. If I'm going to rebuild a franchise from scratch, I'm getting rid of Ted Phillips, who's been there forever. I'm getting rid of Ryan Pace. I'm getting rid of Matt Nagy. I'm going to start from the top. I'm going to hire a Kevin Warren and say, all right, now find yourself a GM. GM gets hired. All right, time to find yourself your coaching staff. You find your coaching staff. All right, coaching staff, let's evaluate the players. It should never be boom, 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 boom. It should be boom, boom, boom. It should be just a quick declension from there. It should never be, we're not playing Connect Four. We're not dropping pieces and seeing where it goes. And this is just what a terrible franchise does. So why should I be shocked?
I think that the first 2 weeks, really the first 2 weeks, the first Monday of the first Monday after the regular season is going to tell me everything. If we get an email from Bears Communications to say Bears are letting, Kevin Warren announced that the Bears are letting go of Coach Matt Eberflus, the entire coaching staff, general manager Ryan Poles also leaves his duties. Now I'm like, okay, really starting from scratch here. And honestly, even if Kevin Warren says, "Yo, we're gonna get rid of Justin," the fact you're telling me you're starting from scratch, fine. Now I know there's a somewhat of a vision here. There's somewhat of a direction. That's all I need to know. Do I think it's gonna happen? No. I think when Black Monday comes, we're going to get a press release that said Matt Eberflus and his coaching staff have been relieved of his duties. GM Ryan Poles will conduct a full search. That's what I think we're going to get on, what, January 8th? That's the email I'm expecting on January 8th. What I want to hear is the one I just said. That's going to tell me, I keep hearing from people, you know, who's around Kevin Warren, how much he cares and this, that, and third. And I'm not saying he don't, but it's up and shut up time. We said this on the show like a month ago when I was in Chicago. Bunk Suit, you got to show me what you're doing, dog, because I'm out on Ryan Poles. And to be real, I was never really in on him to begin with. I was very skeptical of the nigga. When the Larry Ogunjobi shit happens, and it's not even a medical thing that had me alarmed. It was the fact that, number one, you did know the medicals, and then you just let it go by the wayside. When he was very productive last year, you could have been like, oh, let's clear these up. We'll get another deal, but not just the money you want because it's a liability now. But we still want you on this team. He just let that shit sail out of bounds. Let him go to another team. He had a really good season. He had a better season than any defensive lineman on the Bears last year. That's for goddamn sure. So, to me, I think with anything with sports, not just with Bears, with sports fans, we want to know that the teams we root for have a plan. Now, unfortunately for Chicago sports fans, every team doesn't have a plan. The only one I think has somewhat of a plan is the Cubs. And even the Cubs, they might be doing a lot of pump faking right now. We're hearing about Juan Soto, hearing about Ohtani. We said the same thing last year. They were talking about Xander Bogaerts. Now, granted, they got Dansby Swanson. We used to call those booze up the short last year, to be 100% real. So, but they're the only ones I'll shoot some bail to. It doesn't take a fucking hockey savant to know to draft Connor Bedard. Nigga, there was ages coming to his house when he was in seventh grade. You know what I'm saying? This wasn't like breaking fucking news. So that's the tough part about sports right now. So you got to sell us on you having a vision, and there's no vision here, which moves us to our next topic, Jalen Johnson. And the reason I was upset about this, one, I think Jalen Johnson is a top 10 corner in this league. Do I think he's a big play Slay? No. Do I think he's a Sertan? No. I don't think he's any of those guys. But he's really, really good. I understand he doesn't get the turn up, the interceptions. But interceptions don't mean you're great. There's a lot of Bears fans up here who think that Peanut Tillman is a Hall of Famer because he got all them turnovers. No, he couldn't cover a soul. You know what I'm saying? Like in basketball, just because you get a lot of steals don't mean you're a great defender. Larry Hughes is not elite in anything defensive. He led the league in steals for a couple years. I think he's a solid corner. He's probably your second best player. Yeah. Maybe even first. No, he's second. DJ Moore's the best player. Yeah. He's the second best player on the team. And the thing that pissed me off about the Montez Sweat trade this morning was, oh, you're trading for a one prime position and letting another one walk out. So you can draft one that's you pray is half as good as Jalen Johnson. And look, I like Tyrique Stevenson. I like what I've seen Terrell Smith. Those guys aren't even on Jalen Johnson's block. And you expecting them to make a leap like that? Eventually, you're going to have to keep homegrown talent. And I don't have a problem with T.J. Edwards or Tremaine Edmonds because I think a lot of their play has been the fact they don't have a front seven. And I truly believe your linebackers and your secondary are only as good as your front seven. But having said all of that, them niggas could have paid Roquan. Roquan got better numbers than both of them niggas combined. So they could have just paid Roquan. So now you're getting even – eventually you're going to have to pay homegrown talent. And fuck what the fans think. What does that send to the message in the locker room? That if you don't do your – if you do your job, you're not going to be rewarded for it? You paid Cole Kmet. Not to have a problem with that. I don't think Cole Kmet got ungodly money or anything. But if you pay Cole Kmet and you don't pay Jalen Johnson, it's a fucking problem. So I'm saying the trade didn't happen today. I'm happy about that. It gives them more time to either work out a deal or they tag Jalen and they get a trade for him later. It gives them more time to come together. But the fact that Ryan Poles is steady trying to get rid of homegrown talent just because they're not his guy is bullshit. It's straight up bullshit. And it's just another predicament that if I'm a Bears player, if I'm, let's say, I don't know. If I'm Darnell Wright, a guy who looks good right now, I'll be like, yo, so if I'm busting my ass, you gonna get rid of me for another younger offensive tackle? You don't want to pay me? And it's not like the Bears have a fucked up cap situation. These niggas got money. They got $110 million to spend next year. Y'all niggas are being cheap. You're the Chicago Bears. You're gonna make that back by game two. It might not take that day. You might get that back at halftime. So I'm just really just fed up with the process. Like you said, Joe, I just don't care. I was literally at that game on Sunday. Like, I should have went to Staples Center to watch Wemby. Like, dead ass. Like, that's really where I was at. And for me to say this about this team, which y'all know, that's the reason y'all listen to this podcast now, because how emotional and big fans we were when we started this podcast 9 years ago. If you listen to our podcast 2015, you can see us slowly faded to where we are now, to neither one of us give a fuck. And that shit is depressing to me as a Bears fan. I still love this team, but it's like, what the fuck are we doing? We gonna wait another 5 years just to go 8-8? It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything good to say about this team. They suck. Organization sucks. You know, I'm ready for the season to be over, because it's not fun anymore. I'm burnt out at work because I'm working essentially two jobs. I don't really have weekends, and I'm doing this because I'm providing a service for you all And at first, it was like I'm living out a childhood dream. But now I'm like, this shit just sucks. You know what I'm saying? There's no benefit for it anymore. I do it because I want fans to feel close and know that there is someone who can relate to them because I'm still a fan. But outside of that, this shit is weak. You know what I mean? It's not fun. And the Bears are not a well-run franchise. Why would you not pay someone like Jalen Johnson? You drafted them. What round was he drafted in? Second? Third?
Second round
pick. Outplayed his status as a second rounder. He's done well. Why don't you salute him now by giving him a good contract? He's young. You build on this talent. You build on your future. If you're not willing to do that, why would any player come here? Do you think you're just going to get a team full of rookies or young players and then win a Super Bowl? Don't happen. It don't work that way. Every team has to be filled with talent, and it has to be filled with talent appropriate to their ability, their experience. So, no, yeah, this team sucks. There's nothing more to say about that. I hope Jalen gets paid. If you don't get paid, get paid here somewhere else. But I think you have seen enough from Ryan Poles to think it's time to move on.
Just me. And just look at other teams who have way more talent than the Bears, the Eagles and the Niners. And they're like, that's not enough. We're going to go out there and get other players. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fucking Niners defense – it was like, oh, we gave up 31 points the last 2 weeks. Let's go get fucking Chase Young. You know what I'm saying? The Bears wouldn't do no shit like that. Well, we think our guys get better. We think Justin Jones. Like, it's stupid, man. It's look, man. It's just I have no other words to say. I had on the rundown Saints preview, but I'm not previewing shit. Tyson Badger's playing. He's gonna get sent to God. They're gonna run that nigga up the fucking bayou, nigga, and it's gonna be another fucking loss. There's really nothing else to say. I'm just really waiting for Justin to come back to give us at least something to someone watching. Who
give us
knows?
Some he might go out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, give me something. I know what I'm getting from Tyson Bagent every fucking week. And it's not Tyson Bagent's fault, man. That's the whole thing about it. Like, everybody was like, I had some people in our mentions basically call me everything but a baboon, nigga. Like, it got real racist in the mentions on Sunday. And I was like, I don't hate Badger. And matter of fact, I love hearing his press conference on Sunday. Badger seemed like a cool dude to me. Like, you know, shout out our man Jason. Jason is on pressure with the questions. He was like, did you think you could have threw the ball better? And then after Herb was like, what the fuck? But, you know, shout out Tyson, but he wore. He said, look, I can't be giving the ball up. He said, I threw it twice, threw two picks, and I could have threw more. He said, I got to be better. So this is not about Bagent, man. It's the nasty shit that y'all been doing. Like, and it's the Bears fan base is just as bad as the front office in the organization. And halfway, it's not really y'all fault because y'all have been shown what a real football team looks like. So y'all, how would y'all know what a real football team runs like? So I have no preview for that. So yeah, man. That's all I got. How about you?
That's all I got too.
That's all we got. Programming update for next week. Since there is 2 games, we will be taking a bye week, and we're going to be previewing. We're gonna recap both. I'm gonna be real with you. If there's 2 losses, we'll holler at you niggas the week after. I'm just gonna be 100% real with you. If there's 2 losses, we're gonna holler at y'all the week after. If they split, we'll recap both at the end of next week. But that's all we got for y'all, man. It's your boy Scott, it's your boy Flows, S79th and Hollis, Ed Barber's Chenette. If you can hear in the background, that's the LAPD. But we will.
Actually, yeah.
Okay, good. So that means the background noise thing on StreamYard works. Shout out to the new plugin. But we about to get up out of here, man. We out.
79th and Hollis, what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Dennis. Know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news.